I'm the MILF.
And I'm the Millennial.
And this is the MILF and the Millennial. And what's going on today? We have some special, special guests, some good, good friends of ours. Please give it up right here for fellow comedian now.
And friend, Cherie Ledbetter. And her fabulous, fabulous sister. I think, are we just going to call you Nani?
That's what I call her.
We're just calling her Nani Nani.
Nani
Nani. Nani Snack. Anyway, these two have been making the comedy rounds with us, going to all the open mics and everything, and both big lovers of comedy. Yep. And both just really down bitches. So we decided we were going to have them come out over tonight, and we're just going to have a discussion about, you know, being fabulous, being thick bitches, and loving life. So.
Absolutely. And we're actually going to kick it off with something new. We are going to start every week talking about our pit and our peak of the week. So I guess I'll just kick it off. My pit of the week is I called my ex while I was on the way here. He faked his death last year. And just so I would stop bugging him.
Oh my God, it was more intense.
But and yeah, basically. He didn't want me talking to him anymore. But I called him and we had a very nice long conversation that I instantly regretted because then I started catching feelings again and I'm like, I need to just get high and forget about that. And then my peak of the week is I got accepted into a new apartment. Yay, I'm so excited. I am moving in January, and it's only like 10 minutes away from my current place, but it's...
So just so you know, like entire January, I'm booked, so I would love to help you move, but I'm just not available. I've got that thing going.
We already know.
I even have a thing going on, like, that's why I'm hiring two men in a truck.
All right, nice. Yeah.
I'm too lazy for that.
What date is it? January 7th-ish? No, not coming. No.
January 28th.
20-ish.
Ooh, Nani's birthday is the 29th.
Yeah, that's my birthday month, so I'm going to be trash.
You're tapped out.
And that's why I can't go, because it's her birthday.
Yeah.
We fuck it up every night of the week, people. That's how we celebrate. I love your shirt. Witches be sippin'.
Witches.
Witches be
sippin'. It's a Halloween one.
It's Halloween. It's personal.
It's personal.
I am a witch.
Yeah.
I'm a Wiccan.
And a bitch. Okay. Honestly. I mean,
you practice?
I practice. And I practice sipping also.
Okay. Are you doing that shit for me? Because is that why shit's going my way right now?
Hell yeah.
Throw something in there for money so that money comes my way too.
That's my next spell.
Yeah, for sure.
Either going to be really horny or you're going to come into money. We never know.
Yeah. I don't know. Emberly was telling me that I should sell my underwear to people on the internet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen that since
socks
the 80s.
Too.
Yeah.
I've heard about that. I'm really interested in that myself too.
Foot fetish? Oh, God, yeah. Do you know how many? I saw this video from Cops the other day and... he had panties stuffed in his shorts when he was getting arrested, as well as a used condom, but it was gross. But men like that shit. Men are dirty.
Cops, what a great show.
What a great show.
So that was your pit.
Yep. And then my peak was my apartment.
Your apartment's your peak. Okay. So Nani, what is your pit of the week?
The pit of the week is I have a gentleman that is a parent at the place that I work at, and I have a really, really strong connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to let him know that in 2 weeks I'll be leaving my job.
Aww.
And that was really, really, really tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a person that just runs around saying, like, hey, I feel connected to somebody, but I really do feel connected to this guy.
Right.
And
his kid, too.
And his kid, yes. And I told her, you know, I'm going to call her Moxie.
Okay.
So I told Moxie what was going on, and... she's like, and she had a monkey puppet in her hand.
Yeah.
And she goes, monkey's going to bite your face. And she like bit it. And she's like, I don't like that. And I'm like, whoa, we're feeling a certain kind of deep feelings for a 3-year-old right now.
And what was your peak?
My peak is the job that I applied for, I actually got.
Nice.
So in 2 weeks, I'm going to start in Farmington.
Okay.
I'm working in a new center. So
nice. Awesome.
Congratulations.
And tell the audience what you do.
I am a early childhood educator. I've been doing that for over six, 7 years now.
What ages do you do right now?
Currently I do the 2.5 to the 3.5.
Okay.
But I have experience in anything from 6 weeks all the way up to 5.
Okay. Poopy diapers sometimes?
Oh, poopy diapers. You have no idea of how many times the children talk about their body parts.
Yeah.
How many songs you hear about, I'm going to wipe my vagina, wipe my vagina. I'm like, oh, yep, that's what it's
baby
called.
Baby Cardi B in your fucking class. Baby Cardi B, ow.
I have another student too, who was sitting there, and I'm going to call her Betsy. Betsy was in the bathroom with another little kid that we have, who's a boy. And she goes, he has a peanut. And I'm like, yes, he has a penis. She points, she goes, it's small. And I went, damn, kid.
Oh, savage. Damn. So savage at such a young age.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I think it's my turn now. All right. My pit of the week was, I knew going into it, the big shot competition, that I would probably not be going to the finals. And I actually didn't want to. Because I'm like, I have other stuff coming up. So I'm like, I didn't want to have to cancel, you know, and go through that hassle. But I just was like, everybody else was fantastic on the bill. I was like, there was like really no chance, you know, I'm a brand new comic compared to these people. They're all amazing. So I get up on the stage and I do my Detroit to LA bit, which is the hot gynecologist bit, which I've been doing for a long time. And it just didn't click. It just did not click. I mean, like, people were like, oh, what did you just say? When I said, the only thing that really got a laugh, and there was this awesome gentleman that I had met outside of Planet Ant Hall beforehand, and he's like, okay, I can't wait to see your set. And I said, you know, I go to the doctor 3 times a month just to get fingered on the regular, and he was like cracking up, you know, and he's the only one that really laughed. I was like, am I getting sympathy laughs right now? Or did you really like what you just said? You know, are these genuine? So, but the thing that killed me about that night, not getting any laughs, not anything else, but when you get the feedback from the judges, you know, I go down the whole row of judges, and the last judge says to me, like, you're so sweet and like authentic in your conversation here with the judges right now, but you don't come across like that on stage. Your stage presence is unauthentic. And it really fucking hurt. And I see his point in it, because sometimes I do get soapboxy and preachy. And especially when I'm doing a set that I've known forever and I'm just it's memorized, right? Boom, boom, boom. I have to do it. These are the 7-8 jokes that are in that whole bit I have to do. But the way he said it, so, I mean, like, I got a little buzzed, and I sat outside, and I waited for him to come out, like the bitch I am. And I'm not a confrontational person normally, but the week had started off really, really hard for me. And I was just like, once I got to Wednesday, I was like, I fucking hate Mercury in retrograde or whatever the hell is messing with me right now. And I have no idea what the hell's going on.
We had a long conversation about Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah,
over there knows what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I basically just was like, I said to him, I was like, you didn't have to say in front of everybody that I was unauthentic. You could have just said, I didn't click with me. I didn't enjoy your set. And then you could have been the real man and told me afterwards that you think I need to be more myself.
Were yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, I think I was preachy a little bit. I mean, I did not have a fantastic night at all.
Okay.
It was a bad night. I'll admit that. But I was super butthurt.
But you do go to your gynecologist 3 times a month. And so I don't get it.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, and nobody gets it. I mean, Ben still doesn't get it. And I'm getting fingered.
He's like, she just got problems.
We got another EOB from the insurance. What are you doing? Are you dying? Do you have ovarian cancer? What is happening? No, I just want him inside me. That's all I want.
Something inside you. Something. Anyways.
I just need to feel, you know, I just need to feel. And then my peak of the week probably was hanging out with my kids because aww. I had not seen them for like 2 weeks in person.
Right.
First week they were sick. So dad was like, we're keeping them away from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good on dad.
So then I got sick.
Oh, no.
And then I had to stay away. So now it's like, we're okay. Everybody's not sick. We're all good. Everything's back to normal. So and it was fantastic because it's like just smelling their heads. I was like, oh, my God. I thought my breasts were going to leak. Like, I was just like, I feel like Mother Earth right now. Like, I have my babies back. I have my babies back, babies back, babies back. I was excited. So that was my peak of the week.
But you didn't eat their ribs?
Oh. No, ribs we're not cannibals. Good.
My
we're
bad.
Cannibals. I do have ribs. You guys want me to throw them in the pot? Because I have some upstairs.
I think we're good.
Okay. I made Ronnie a quesadilla when he came and did Sanctioned by Stephanie earlier.
I know. I saw it sitting up there, and I was like, that looks stank, right?
It's been nice. Sitting there for like an hour and a half. I'm like, it's kind of cold. All right, Cherie, what's your pit and your peak of the week?
All right, so my pit is, if any of you think I'm like trying to sell you a golf cart, that's not me.
Okay.
So my Facebook got hacked.
I hate that.
Yeah, so me and Nani, when we drove up, I just pulled up my phone, and it says like, when can I pick up the golf cart? And I was like, what? And I looked, and apparently somebody had hacked into my account, placed a golf cart for $900 on sale, and I immediately took it down, of course. But this guy was like, when can I pick it up? So
do you think that they picked you because they thought you looked like a lesbian? And
like literally everybody else does. So like
they're like, she's gotta have a golf cart for sale.
It was really weird. Like it's golf funny. Cart, like I don't think anyone looks at me and is like, I bet she golfs.
Right? I don't look at any woman and think I bet she golfs.
Oh, I do. She's walking any around, bitch that wears a visor, she golfs.
No, do I look like I don't visor, right?
Yeah. You don't.
I don't know about that one hat you have there. You're Rosie.
Well, I got several hats.
Patches, Rosie. They have names.
Yeah, I name my hats and my wigs. But I never wear my wigs. Which is why everyone still thinks I'm a lesbian.
That's funny. Everyone thinks you're a lesbian because you have short hair.
That's literally it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I kiss women on the mouth. I mean,
there you go.
People are just so sensitive.
So fucking sensitive. Anyway, so
The peak. So my peak is, and this is a weird thing. So my husband and I, we've been married 15 years, October 31st. We got married on Halloween.
Okay. Yes.
And so when we first got together, my husband's very shy homebody.
Right.
I am not. And so he was always doing this thing where it's like, you know, like if you are interested in somebody, like don't fall in love and don't have like an emotional relationship. Uh-huh. But if something happens, like I could forgive that. And because I'm starting to do comedy and I'm out more, he just kind of reiterated that I get to do that, which is still weird to me.
So the free pass.
I've never free passed on my husband.
But he hall has pass. It out. The, hall pass. Yeah.
Or whatever pass.
Hall pass. Yeah. Hall pass was the actual movie starring, I think, an Owen Wilson, maybe.
Yeah, Owen Wilson and that one guy that looks like Ed
Helms.
Jason Sudeikis. Okay, yeah. So I have this, and I've had it for 15 years. Yeah. I've never thought about it, but I guess because I'm out and about, ooh. He's just like if you want to.
Top three hall passes if you're in a relationship. Go.
Like
top three.
Like movie stars or regular people?
I got this.
Wait.
We're gonna let her
not
start.
Not regular people. Movie
celebrity.
Okay.
Celebrity.
All right, we're gonna let her hands up. She's right. Gotta go first.
Fine. Okay. Put your fucking hand down, yo.
Like literally no one can see the hands.
Not I want. I need to be in an orgy.
Oh my God. Where did this go?
With Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Megan Fox. And Pete Davidson.
And wait, what?
What?
Like on purpose? Or is that the comedy?
Did you just say you know, kind of hot, he played Tommy Lee in a movie, you know, like he's kind of hot.
Hate the worst,
to me.
Right?
I'm telling you, I'm just not a fan, like I'm not like a fan like you are. You are obsessed. You love him. But hot,
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox is
hot. She's beautiful. I get it. Right.
Yeah. Right. Hot. I get that. Pete Davidson.
Yeah, you lost us all.
Is it just the personality, or do you like the look
of
it?
Wait, is there a personality?
We both have a dead dad.
Oh, you're like, we're going to connect on another level here. Yeah, okay.
No, all right. But that's not the only reason. When I first started, like, watching his, like, stand-up, not just his, like, SNL stuff.
But you saw his face, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she was, like, cooking in the kitchen, just heard the jokes, and like, yeah, I'm totally into this guy.
I am so
funny. But, like, you walk in, you see his face, you're like, that's not the comedian. What happened to this Pete Davidson guy?
I mean, like, he really does look like he could be a Muppet.
Okay. Is he the best looking?
But he got Ariana Grande, and apparently has BDE, so...
Oh, big my God, energy. He has such bad BDE. Like,
really?
Oh, my God, it is a lot. I think he has a big, giant dick in his pants. But the reason why I'm obsessed with Pete Davidson is because just his comedy. I enjoy darker humor.
Yeah.
And he can get dark.
Okay.
So I mean, there's better looking people that can do dark, I'm sure.
There's better looking people, but for whatever reason, I connect with his.
All right.
If it puckers, it goes.
And plus, him and Machine Gun Kelly are best friends.
So this could happen.
It's just,
She's giving the probability factor a factor in this.
Because if I have to pay for this, I'm not paying for all the tickets.
I ain't paying.
She doesn't want them individually. She wants the orgy.
Oh, yeah, I need the orgy.
She wants the orgy thing. So what do you
say, Nani? I want to be tag team with Megan Fox.
Pete Davidson endorses Smart Water. Do you know that?
Does he?
Makes all the more sense
why you have two giant bottles of Smart Water.
Why I have literally 2 liters
of water here.
Oh, and she was kind of like downing him and like getting her mouth really around that. That was, I thought it was just weird. Like,
I'm going to make love to him through his plastic.
This is probably how big he actually is.
Oh, they modeled the Smart Water bottle.
No.
Davidson schlong.
If she says that's how big he is, then what does she do in those bottles when she gets home?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but you know what? Actually, let me teeter off of this a little bit. I got an email from my doctor.
I'm so scared.
Okay.
I told you about my email.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
This email from my doctor asked me so many invasive questions.
Yep, because they're your doctor.
No. You know what? Let's just make a segment about that.
Here's the thing. So the invasive questions were things like what, Amberlee?
Just give us we don't have to get deep, but
I want to get deep later, so I'll just give you a quick synopsis.
Okay.
How old were you when you had your first masturbation? Have you ever stuck fruits?
I honestly don't know.
They asked this
in a questionnaire. Have you ever inserted my doctor's office?
The whole office?
My gynecologist. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he ain't even hot either.
Damn. No, it's a girl.
Yeah. She's not even that hot either.
Oh, that's a really weird question.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever inserted fruits or veggies?
Wait, what did you say?
Have you ever inserted fruits or veggies?
That's what I thought you said.
I know.
Rectally or vaginally?
Boop. Wait.
Why?
Do you have to explain?
I think that's both. Enough.
I think I would just write both just to fucking like,
mess with her.
Actually, be nonchalant about it.
I just have her address. I need a new one.
I put a carrot in my ass one time just to see what it was like to poop one out.
I'm over here putting like a...
And a watermelon in my vagina. Baby, it was weird, but
baby carrots in your butthole.
Baby carrots in your butthole.
Like those would get lost up there.
Oh my God, they're horrible, damn.
And then like the list of procedures that they wanted, like
you mean procedures?
Not wanted to do, but like could possibly like I could be exposed
for a prolapsed anus
examination while restrained was the first one.
Ooh, this sounds like a good. Like,
this sounds like a doctor love.
Is it fuzzy handcuffs that they put you down with, or what?
It doesn't sound like it's
fuzzy. Sounds more like straps. Like maybe I need to take a visit to the mental asylum. Like after the fact, like they're just gonna send me right there. Maybe it's a booby trap. But no,
I would tell him, you can only restrain me if you play Ariana Grande. Just keep breathing and breathing in the background for me.
I will
just
bring up
moral
the sheet
support.
Later.
I gotta see
do,
it.
We'll absolutely. Do an entire section about it.
Okay, so anyway.
Hall passes.
Hall passes. So, Nani, your hall passes. If you're in a relationship and you get a hall pass, who are your top three? Let's say... If you want to say real people, you can say real people.
I'm not going to say.
We won't look away.
I'm kidding. Celebrities. And not like celebrities aren't like us, you know.
They're real people, they're not, too. They're not. Money. No, they have money.
We're broke-ass bitches.
Yeah. I'm thinking about selling my panties on the internet. Right. Check me out.
Wes Bentley.
Ooh.
Love that little combination of the blue eyes, dark hair.
Yeah, that's the guy from
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
I was going to say American Beauty. Wait, which one is
that? Oh, also that.
Okay. Yeah, also that. Yep.
Also that.
Which one is you guys keep it a little
he
older
loves
for
America.
Me.
He loves America.
I love everything about that man.
What character does he play? Think of early shit because I haven't
American
watched
Beauty.
American Beauty. He was the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
The dad, did you, I see questions. You, do you know the movie?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ouch. John Hamm.
Oh,
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that penis.
Oh, John Hamm.
John Hamm.
He doesn't even have to be hot. It's, well, he's...
Have you seen his dick print?
Oh, my God. I love his dick print. I will watch. I will look at his dick print from afar.
I saw him jogging in gray sweatpants.
He gets in that suit, and that just fulfills that fantasy. Mm-hmm. All right. And Trent Reznor back in the day.
Ooh, nice.
Not the Trent Reznor now. Back in the day. That creepy, gothic, dark...
I'm already starting to feel like my three are
anyone have a Marilyn
so
Manson attraction?
No.
No. I like him as an artist. I like him as a friend. Find him.
I like him as a friend.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like when she said I liked him as an artist. I liked him as a friend. Right? You got what I need. Marilyn Manson's just a friend.
Marilyn Manson's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But I'm not going to kiss him.
Or do anything else with him.
Nope. I wouldn't even give him a hand job like with a blindfold on.
I wouldn't shake his hand.
I wouldn't give him a hand job with a blindfold on.
Ouch.
So I wouldn't remember it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
So, yeah. That's
okay. All right. Cherie, have you thought of yours yet?
I feel like I've talked a lot of shit, but mine are probably way worse than anything anyone else would say.
Let's do this.
All right. So, lead singer of the System of the Down.
Oh, Surge.
Hell yeah. I love Surge.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Then the guy who played Ray Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
Leah Shriver.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, he's hot. His brother's fucking hot, too.
I don't know his brother.
His brother's porn stash from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
But he's not hot in that. But I'm you've seen him on Weeds fucking the shit out of Nancy Botwin over Afghani Weed. Fuck, he is hot.
Okay.
No. Okay, Weeds is like the best show
ever. And so my third
Weeds
one, because my husband and I also discuss these, mm-hmm. and he's always like, what? I love Don Cheadle.
Yeah. Really?
I do. I love him.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. I feel like he would just shit talk you all night, though.
But that's okay.
He would just be like.
Like, I'm digging on her about Pete Davidson.
Like, that's okay.
Don
as long
Cheadle.
As you stick your dick in my mouth later.
Don Cheadle's cute as fuck. I used to fuck with that show Rock that he was on back in the day. It was like him.
A good show.
Rock is a good, it's ROC. And okay. It was a good fucking show. And he was
so because,
was
again,
brother.
I'm older,
yeah.
I'm thinking Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, Rock was even, like, in the 90s. That's how old it was.
I mean, I was alive, but I was doing other things.
No, you weren't
I was, like, a full grown-up by
then.
Yeah,
you weren't watching Rock.
I was in bars.
Yeah. You were in bars. You
I
were
was born in 97.
Yeah. Cute.
Cute.
That's why you're the millennial.
Yeah. Cute.
Real cute. Fucking cute, Emberly.
That's when I graduated, was 1997.
So. Yeah, I graduated.
I graduated in
98.
Cherie.
Yeah, I did.
I know. All right, I got to give mine.
But I look as young as you guys do.
Yeah. You do look younger than you
fat
are.
Cells.
Yeah. All right, I got to give mine. We're going to go with number one, always and forever, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I could totally
we're there.
Bang the
yep,
shit
I'm
out
feeling
Keanu.
That.
Yeah, John Wick. Forever.
Fair.
Yeah, no, ooh. Like I
oh, John Wick. Wick. Yeah.
No,
oh,
like yeah. I'm like Paula Abdul Rush video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh.
He's a classic.
Speed. Mm-hmm. Speed, he was a fucking fine ass specimen of a man in that. And
Point
it was,
Break is fine with me too.
Point Break.
Emily's like, what is that?
Point Break is definitely.
You seen it?
Yeah.
No, she has no idea. Again.
I really, really like short hair Keanu though a lot. Like
yeah,
I like him with the buzz cut and shit. Like, yeah.
Right.
Speed is like my chronic. All right. And then let's see who's next. Can they be dead? No, I'm just
kidding.
Yeah,
they can.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Fuck it.
Because we're not fucking any of them.
If
so
they're dead,
it really
I'd like
doesn't
to
matter.
I'm not going to do dead. A dead person right now. Okay. I was going to, but like, honestly, if I was going to say a dead person, I'd say Chris Farley. Because I just love Chris Farley. Like, it's weird. Yeah. No.
All right, I'll take Pete Davidson over Chris Farley.
Okay, here's my second alive person that is controversial as fuck for everyone, and you will not even understand why, but I love this man so much, and I would give him all of this good pussy. His name is Louis C.K. That's problematic, I know. I'd watch him masturbate,
Well, though. Not even with his scandal. He's just icky. Like, bleh.
Damn.
No, I know, but I think he's a genius. I really do. I love
That's
him so
like
much.
That's like me with Pete Davidson, though. He's not the best.
Oh, come on. I'll take Pete over Louis.
Yeah.
It's his tattoos for me. That's just like, ugh.
Yeah, and my third choice,
right. And a good
is Clive Owen.
I'll pretend like
do you know Clive? Clive Owen was in a movie called Closer with Julia Roberts and
what movie?
I bang him.
It was called Closer.
Oh yeah,
he's been in a bunch of other movies. Stuff. He's English. Yes. He's British.
He's hot.
Like a 6'5" specimen of a man with dark skin and dark hair and blue eyes.
I know exactly who he is. Here, so I know who he is, but show me the picture.
Yep. Silver Fox.
Yeah.
No, he was in that, like, the when the women couldn't have kids anymore movie, right?
Oh, yeah. Children of the... Great movie.
Oh, God, so good. Nope, I'm with you on this.
Yeah. No, I love Clive Owen. Right. I've always loved Clive Owen. And special mention is going to always go out to Will Smith because he's Mike Lowry.
Oh, my honorable mention is Lowry. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, God damn. Right. Fuck.
Okay. What does he say?
Matthew McConaughey. Oh, all right.
Oh, my God. If you're fucking him and he says, all right, that's how you know you're doing a good job, ladies.
Hell yeah.
I love that Amberly and not me was the only person who added a woman. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, those who think otherwise about
me. Who wouldn't want to fuck Megan Fox? You can be as straight as an arrow. And I honestly, if you had the chance.
No. One woman and one woman only, Rihanna.
Okay,
oh,
fair.
Oh, really?
Okay. Rihanna.
Okay, who's your Ruby one Rose. Woman past then?
Oh, see? All right,
see, Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose. Right. Oh, God.
Yeah, right. She's hot.
Ruby Rose, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose.
Yeah. She's a new Angelina Jolie, in my opinion.
She's hot as fuck.
She is hot as fuck.
All right. Great. Now, literally, everybody who's like, yep, I knew she was gay, just went like, yep, I knew she's gay.
Yeah. So, like, what are you guys watching on TV lately? Anything good?
No.
No? I've been watching American Horror Story, and it's the double feature.
Spoilers.
Saying,
okay.
No, I'm just saying the first half is a story about... like vampire-esque.
Yeah, I heard there's aliens.
And then now the second part, it's the alien one.
Okay,
and it's really good.
Okay,
really fucking good.
I haven't seen it yet, but
no, you guys got to watch it. It's really fun.
It's on my list.
And then I've been watching the American Crime Story impeachment about the Monica Lewinsky Bill Clinton scandal.
I haven't seen that.
Really interesting. Okay. Really interesting too. And then, like, basically, I just been watching, like, documentaries and stuff like that. Like, lately, I just, like, when I was sick, I actually watched a lot of different stuff. But I watched Chappelle's special, The Closer.
I did, too, to catch up, to kind of understand what was happening. Yeah.
Did you guys watch it at all?
No, yeah, I was really curious about it, though.
I've seen
a lot of stuff about it.
Let's talk about it for a minute. What did you think, Amberly? Did you think that he was, like, malicious in any way?
I don't think he was malicious at all. I don't think being malicious is ever Dave Chappelle's intention. It just comes across that way. But I felt like it wasn't funny.
It was very preachy. I agree. We just had moments.
Don't get me wrong. There was a few times where I was just like, but that was like literally
Space
all I
shoes
did. Usually.
With you.
It felt more
usually
like
usually he sends me. You know, he's usually so funny. This felt so preachy. And it just like wasn't his normal.
I mean,
it wasn't
he was
Dave
clearly
Chappelle-esque.
Trying to double down and like state his case, but it didn't feel like a comedy special. It felt like trying to like spin it, which is fine.
Right.
I'm not saying
I really
it should have been a conversation.
It which just wasn't
with,
funny.
Like,
yeah.
Like Joe Rogan. Like, I felt like it was a Joe Rogan special. Podcast.
Right.
Like, it was more of a discussion than a comedy set.
I enjoyed the part there's a lot of different, like, if you go back and watch it again, because the second time I watched it, I picked up on a few more jokes that I didn't really like hang on before. And I think that it was a little bit more funnier the second time around when I watched it.
Because you watch it differently the first time.
You do. You're
trying to figure out, like, what is the controversy? What is the reaction? And do I, you know, the reaction from the public, do I feel the same way?
I just think it's my ADHD and I don't pay attention the first time. To it. That's the other thing.
So maybe it will, when I say we'll, my nephew and I watched it, and so maybe we'll watch it again. And
I mean, even just like if you're doing something like in the kitchen and stuff, turn it on in the background or whatever and listen.
Like Pete Davidson?
There is a song. I like the song Pete Davidson.
No, I love him.
That Ariana wrote.
Ariana Grande wrote a song for Pete Davidson.
On purpose?
Yeah, like, well, she titled it. They were engaged.
They were together.
Yeah, they were engaged.
Okay.
Again.
Old lady.
Here's the
old lady in the house. Does it say Pete Davidson?
Oh, no, the name of it is, though.
So I literally have no idea what she's saying.
Yeah, so she wrote that song for the guy that she was going to marry, and she put it on her album and titled it Pete Davidson when they got engaged.
But then they're broke up now, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. No, Thank You Next happened. And then I actually watched his special on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
That where he addresses it.
Okay.
And he's basically like, and then she called me out in a song. And he talked about Big Dick Energy and how that all happened. But he's like, by name, called me out in a song. But he's like, it wasn't anything too bad, but I didn't want to like it. You know, he was like, I didn't want to like it. But then he's like, all his friends are calling him and they're like, hey, man. Yeah. Fuck that bitch. Like, you know, fuck her.
Shit's catchy though. I'm not a big Ariana Grande fan myself.
I am obsessed with her. Like, yeah, I just think her voice is insane. Yeah. And you know why I started liking her? I watched The Tonight Show, and they did like roundtable of impressions on The Tonight Show.
Yes,
with her.
She did that.
And musical impressions. And she was fantastic. And I was like, who is this little chick? And then I remember her, like, with the donut incident and, like, hating America or something like
that's
that.
That's where I don't like her.
Okay, yeah. And I was just like, I don't even remember what the fuck happened with that. But, once I started, like, liking her, then all the bombing happened at her in show Manchester.
Yeah, that was scary situation.
And then she had the concert to bring
Max
it back.
And then died.
And then her boyfriend of 2 years that she had just broken up with, a heroin overdose.
Jesus.
And he was an amazing artist. Like, honestly, Mac Miller is a great, great hip-hop, fucking bluesy kind of, like, rap artist. And it's just, he was from Pittsburgh, too. Shout out to my homies in Pittsburgh. But Mac Miller, like, was amazing. He was really amazing, and it just fucking sad. Really sad. And she went through a lot, and I felt bad for her, you know, like, and so when she wrote Thank You Next, I was like, this is, like, the best female empowerment song.
Right.
Because it's, like, when you get to that point where you are, like, I'm so beyond the jadedness of relationship breakups that I can sit there and look back and reflect on people and say, thank you for being with me at that time. Like, thank you. And I'm going on to the next person.
That doesn't mean we call them Emberly.
Right, we don't call them. That's the best callback of the night, girl. That's the best callback of the night.
That means we don't call them. We don't call them. Anyway. We don't even need the Rodecaster. We got Nani on the sound effects. She's
so good at this
shit. Dude, do you love Michael Winslow from fucking Police Academy?
Hell yeah.
You just did that shit.
I know who it is.
Yeah. Yay! All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back after this.
All right. I'm Steph, the MILF.
And I'm M, the Millennial.
And this is the MILF and the Millennial. Being the cougar that I am, I have a whole lot of hormones and opinions to vent.
And being the narcissistic millennial that I am, I always have to put in my 2 cents.
So join us for some fun, unfiltered content.
And raw.
We like it raw.
And we're back.
We are back. Back with MILF and the Millennial. I am the MILF. She is the Millennial. And we have Cherie and Nani here
tonight.
We're just
cougars.
Just cougars.
No kids.
Just but cougars. We're old. No kids. Anyway.
I wore a tiger. I don't have a cougar shirt. Yeah.
So you don't want to out yourself.
Are you sure it's a tiger? I think it might be a liger. We just can't see its body.
That's definitely a tiger.
Okay, all
right. Right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Definitely a tiger.
It's a tiger.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Pop culture.
Is he from Detroit?
The liger or the tiger?
The tiger.
Well, lions, too.
This one's from liger? India.
Yeah.
We are the only two teams that could do the liger thing.
Literally.
Anyway, we're back, and we have to talk about Emberly's invasive medical history questionnaire.
Pre-examination information.
Can you answer them as you ask them? Or not. Never mind.
A whole other
segment.
Sure.
Let's not make it too invasive.
I think we all should answer them as she asks.
Like quickly.
Okay, that's
like,
fair.
Like, we'll quickly answer. All right.
Okay, that's
fair. Yeah, if we're going to do this invasively, we'll all do it together.
Perfect.
Okay. Y'all are going to regret that. So, you know, it starts off, you know, physical details, height, weight.
All right.
Age.
We can skip those.
But yeah, also includes measurements. Breast, waist, hips.
Okay. That, I don't know.
How do I measure my tit?
I guess you get the bra.
Maybe.
Tape measure.
Date of last pelvic exam.
Okay.
Practitioner, male or female?
Interesting.
Manual breast exam.
Okay.
Did I get a manual rectovaginal exam?
Wait, rectal?
Rectal. Yeah.
Like literally no OBGYN
near killed
hit my ass.
No.
Rectal
speculum protoscope exam.
Wait, did you say rectal again?
Yes,
rectal
I did.
Speculum protocol exam.
And then here's the kicker. Did you experience sexual arousal?
Wait,
during your exam.
Is this a sex call app or
did you masturbate following exam?
What? Like, literally, everything's no right now.
I'm so allergic to this.
I can't even answer. It's just no.
Do you breast self-exam regularly? That's a...
Yes, yeah, that's fine. Normal. Yeah. I don't feel like that's weird.
Do you lubricate spontaneously?
Spontaneous.
Sure.
I can see that. Why that's...
That's fine.
Do your nipples erect spontaneously?
And that's fine. But I don't know why she needs to know that.
Do you lubricate spontaneously?
It's called getting wet.
That, I mean, is that what it is, though? I mean, like, what did they
say? In my mind, I'm just sure. Wop.
Or does it mean, like, you just combust with fucking bad juice?
Just, like, waterfalls.
Clam sauce coming right at you.
And then do you experience nipple secretion?
That's a cancer thing, so that's a fair question.
So that's a fair question.
That's a fair question.
Basic sexual history. Age of first masturbation.
That's the part I couldn't even tell you.
Anyone want to take that one?
I literally have no
idea. I was like 14.
I was a kid.
I lost my virginity at 13, so it was definitely before 14.
I didn't roll the bean until after I had sex for the first time. I'm going to be quite honest because I was too afraid I didn't really even know what it was.
I pee.
I didn't even really know what it was, you know, and it's like, and then the first guy that I was like messing around with touched it and I was like, oh
buttons.
But I really didn't feel like I needed to do it myself.
Uh-huh,
you know what I mean? Until like I got a little bit older.
And then you're like, they're not doing that.
And none of the white boys downriver wanted to fuck with me. So I was just like, okay,
I'm going to go to
a store and buy a vibrator.
Oh yeah.
And I did, and I didn't like it. I didn't get it. I didn't understand how to use
it. Do you get it now?
Now I know how. Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
Once you know your body, you know your body.
Yeah, but the thing was, it was like, it wasn't a priority, and then I just, like, fucking started, like, yeah, okay. All right, cool. Then it became okay.
Age of first orgasm.
Ooh, see, I wouldn't know that.
32.
Age of first receiving and performing oral.
Wait, what? Why
also
does that
32.
Matter?
Age of first anal intercourse.
Why does that matter? Again.
Thank you. Do you have any bisexual tendencies?
Why does that matter? Yes.
I could see that in a way
in
of
a what
like
way?
AIDS.
No, this is Cherie's question. Do you dress and or act like a lesbian sometimes?
Yes, she does.
Well, there's a two-parter for me, right? Like first it's like, do you have? No. But do you? Absolutely.
But no, I don't.
And people can figure out which answers for what question.
Right, exactly.
If yes, have you ever had a same-sex partner?
Mm-hmm.
Do you often experience multiple orgasms? Do you squirt?
Yes.
Ew, do you know what that is? Squirting is just like vat or piss leak.
I don't care. It's fun as hell.
I'm just saying.
I'm the queen.
It's comfy.
It's comfy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Comfy, okay, comfy, baby, come.
Have you ever experienced a clitoral orgasm?
Wait, what kind of orgasm?
Clitoral.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? G-spot orgasm.
Okay.
Have you ever experienced a urethral orgasm?
Like, what do you stick in your urethra to get that orgasm?
I don't know.
My mom? Wait, ouch. No, who used to work with the old guy that used to stick the pencil in his dick?
Mom. That was mom.
He used to stick a pencil. He was ancient. 98. Like, yeah, 98. 100 years old. He used to stick a pencil.
I'm not surprised.
Does he have an orgasm from it?
I have no fucking clue. I just knew my mom was like, oh my God, he stuck a peanut, a pencil in it and it was bleeding. And then apparently his family knew.
Oh. Have you ever experienced an anal orgasm?
Yes.
Is that even possible? I mean,
yeah,
not,
it is.
Wait, no, wait, listen. Yes. There's literally no mechanism in your anus to have an orgasm. For men, there's the prostate. For women, we do not have one.
No.
Just think about it.
It's when it gets
biology with Cherie.
Right?
We have to, like, when you're doing it, you don't orgasm in your anus.
Dude, they fucking...
Exactly.
They, no. If not you're doing anus. It right, it then helps. You're getting, like, off in
no,
the front,
too. No, I'm not
too.
Saying you can't enjoy it, but point in there
there's literally no mechanism in a woman.
It can cause for your vagina to orgasm.
Yes, because it's a nerve.
That's what I'm saying. There's no mechanism.
Your ass itself doesn't...
Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, unless you
I
poop.
I am very,
unless
very,
poop.
Very that's literal.
Such a frightening have you ever thing. Experienced a nipple orgasm?
A nipple orgasm?
Oh, my God. I have a story about this. There was this guy that I was seeing. My friend Colin will know what I'm talking about.
Wait, why is it your friend?
His name was... no. His name was... I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But he was a virgin. And this was recent. Like, this was last, like, 6-7 months recent.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 24.
How old was he?
Like, 27.
Just checking. All right. Just
and
trying to get my math right.
He just started, like,
virgins can be 27, Cherie.
I don't know what.
As I said, I was 13. Yeah. Sure.
Y'all, I don't know what this boy did, but I had a nipple orgasm.
Of course.
Really?
I mean,
yes. Oh, yeah,
when, you're, when you sleep, you can have a wet dream as a woman. Surprising to some men out there. But yeah, for sure. I get it.
Okay. So do you masturbate? If yes, how often? Yes, same daily. Right before I got here, actually.
Just a few hours ago.
Of course.
I'm so fucking glad you came in here with an unloaded bag. You know?
Well, if I needed to, I would be so... be so mad right now if I came in here horny.
I'm so angry right now.
And horny.
Dick. Let me see who's on Tinder around here.
Right? So from here on down,
like hillbillies.
There's two columns that you can check, vaginally and rectally.
Okay. This is crazy.
So have you ever used a vibrator? Have you ever used a dildo? Have you ever used a shower
massage?
Why would
you want a dildo when you can get a vibrator? I mean, let's be real.
Both, just get right to the point of the clit. That's
what do you mean, both? You at the same time?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, rabbits.
That wasn't the question.
Rabbits. Let's
be real.
Oh, yeah, I have it.
All right, fair enough. All right. Don't
thanks,
shame
Kenny.
Me.
Have you ever used a shower massage? Have you ever used a vibrating egg? Now, this is where it starts getting kinky. Have you inserted fruits or veggies?
Jesus God.
I'm not a salad shooter.
Have you inserted a bottle? Pete Davidson.
For those listening, it is the big-ass smart bottle.
The leader smart water.
It's like
bottle.
A goddamn torpedo.
Yeah.
Torpedo dick.
This is like Mandingo IRL.
She's just prepping for childbirth, I guess.
Facts. Have you inserted a hairbrush?
A hairbrush?
Yeah.
Which
have
end?
You, oh, my God. I hope
things you square end.
I've seen really weird end. Things. I've gone down a couple porn rabbit holes, and people have put, like, toilet brushes in their vagina.
That's
like, that
bowling ball.
Bowling ball.
Bowling
stop.
Pin. I'm sorry. Bowling pin.
What the fuck are you guys watching?
Fisting. You
fisting
get bored.
Is crazy.
Wait.
You get bored.
Jesus Lord. Talking from an ex. I don't watch TV. I don't watch porn. I'm so lost.
Talk about somebody who is an ex-ho way back in the day. I've never been loose ever enough to stick a freaking fist. Bowling pin or a fist in my vagina. No, same. Thanks.
Actually, my I want to have sensations.
It drives me crazy because I was like, I got to watch one of these fisting videos just to see how it happens. Because I used to do the old podcast and one of the girls is a lesbian on there and she talks about fisting girls. And I'm like, how do you even do it? How do you even do it? And so like I watched this one and it was like, I was like, okay. So it's this little girl, hence probably small vagina, you know.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, let's definitely top that topic.
Okay, so then she just, like, I don't know how this chick with this man hand, this giant man hand, fucking got in their duck bill platypus style and was like,
she worked up to that.
No,
don't wake up and be like, yeah, I can fit a whole fist.
Hell no.
I looked at the fucking timer. It literally took her like 2 minutes. That's it.
Yeah. Because she had
how can you work your vagina open that big for 2 minutes?
No, that's fucked up. She worked it up before she got on camera.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah. Well,
listen, people have childbirth and their vaginas go back to relatively normal.
Yeah, but you're in labor for like 17 hours for a reason because it stretches and stretches and stretches. You know,
right, I'm saying your pussy can kind of curl right back to it. So what are you doing?
Fat girls have the tightest pussies. Take notes.
Thank you. Because we got all those fat cells be like crunching that stuff. Yeah. So, Nani, Barbie. So, we have me and Nani have an older sister, Barbie. Yep. And so, one day we're out, and I was like, oops, girl time. And she goes, oh, I don't have a super.
And I was like, it has nothing to do with it. I'm tired of shit.
I need a super tampon because I'm fat, and I need a big tampon?
Has like, nothing to do with
fuck?
It.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, it was so funny. Except for...
That's horrible.
Yeah, well, my husband thought it was my grandma the first time he met her, so we're even.
Oh, that's funny as hell.
Yeah, well, she also thinks she's the one that's the beautiful one out of the bunch.
No, she's the pretty one.
She's the pretty one.
She's the pretty sister. That's like, what she told her.
I'm the baby. Cherie's the brains. She's the birther. That's it. No, that's her legacy. Birther. Birth.
Yeah. Birther. So she had kids, so somehow she's the pretty one. Okay. Nani's the pretty one.
Yeah. You got beauty and brains. Fuck you.
I'm the pretty one. Get it straight.
You are. You're gorgeous.
I'm
the young one.
We all pretty hookers. Right? We all pretty hookers.
That's the thing. Big girls are winning it now, you know? For real. For Amberly's about to lose a lot of weight. Because she's going through her... that's what the questionaire is about, is she's getting ready to have her gastric sleeve.
No, this is my gyno.
Okay, oh, this is gyno. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the sex thing. Okay.
This is my gyno.
I mean, the bariatric thing.
Do we have more questions?
Unless there's anesthesia sex.
All right, what else we got?
Have you ever given yourself enemas?
On purpose?
On purpose?
On purpose.
Like, constantly.
How do you accidentally give yourself an enema, girl?
Like you're doing it for fun versus, oh, I'm constipated, therefore I need an enema.
I think that's just it. In general, do you ever have one?
So
yeah,
weird.
Have you ever done one? Yeah. So please review the list of procedures that may be used.
Okay.
Examination while restrained.
Why?
Manual breast exam.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah.
This one confused the shit out of me. Nipple suction pump responsivity.
Is that for, like, people who just had a baby? Like, maybe that's not just a general question?
Is that cupping?
It's just, like... It is cupping. It's, like, I looked it up, and it's literally just, like, vacuum things on your titties. Like, a pump, like when you pump...
I could see that for, like, if you want to check out, like, if... But that goes with the breast exam part of it, if you want to see with, like, discharge.
Is there
make
a
sure
dominatrix, like, dating site?
And that's what I'm wondering.
Is your gynecologist on it?
Right.
Because this is really bizarre.
It sent you the wrong
manual
app.
G-spot responsivity. So what are you going to fucking finger me?
Why?
Yeah.
Not everybody has G-spot responsivity.
Like, who's checking
that's
that,
Stephanie's
right?
gyno
add
right
that
there.
To your hot diet. Hot gyno, that's what it's called. G-spot responsivity.
Yeah, that's hot gyno, Stephanie, you lucky bitch.
All right, we actually literally just give her the list and she'll work out the jokes because right. She's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Manual deep internal exam.
I don't even know if that
I looked
ooh,
this
he's
up.
Getting in. He's getting in.
I looked this up. It's literally like the speculum and everything. Ah. And then they like stretch open your cervix.
Stop. Wait, why?
I don't know.
In your OBGYN anyways. I gotta... open it a little bit, but I don't know. That sounds like some
God,
really interesting
my goodies
things.
Would be so
observed
upset.
Urine specimen.
Observed what?
Urine specimen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Enema prior to rectal exam.
Wait, why is the...
That's a colonoscopy type thing.
Yeah. Rectal temperature.
Is that like Robin's husband?
He's a urologist.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Manual rectovaginal exam. Rectal what? Speculum exam.
What? Wait, what's all this rectal? That makes... I have no...
I don't know.
Am I the only one? Kind of
needle biopsy.
For what?
I don't even know what the fuck is a like needle biopsy.
A needle biopsy is just if they take anything from you. Like with
they get that little...
like a little chunk of something, they'll just biopsy.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like for an OBGYN, they might take maybe it a breast?
For maybe, maybe like a cancer?
Yeah, you might have... like if you have like something on
but
you.
Even like they a have vaginal a little thing for that. It's a scrape, right? Scrapes. It's a pap smear.
No, they hope punch your fucking cervix. Where have you been?
Yeah, they take a tissue from your... they take a tissue from this little claw thing from your
God
cervix.
Damn, I gotta do this in like a month. I'm really
literally
mad
just
right
lay there. I don't pay attention to what they're doing.
Especially if you have a history of cancer. Yeah, I have, cancer cells, so I understand.
But
that.
Like, I mean, I just found that out via TikTok, so I'm not surprised if no one else knows
fucking
it.
TikTok, but, saving women's lives.
Literally,
every
saline or sterile water injection, electrical stimulation.
What does that mean?
Ooh, are they gonna vibrate you? Because that's what it sounds like.
It sounds like they're going to shock me.
I just want stimulated. That's all I want.
Catheterization.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, every day. Like, I wake up, I'm like, I don't have time to pee. If you could just catheter me.
Bladder inflation.
Ooh, okay, what is that? Details.
They expand your bladder.
Yeah, they blow it up, basically.
And then the rest of it is, like, are you diabetic? Have you ever had hepatitis, AIDS, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes? Do you get cold sores? Do you have breast implants? Are you prone to urinary tract infections or yeast infections? Do you have heart conditions? Blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, no, that was basically, like, the most invasive.
Dude, asking you if you masturbate after you go and get examined by
that's
your doctor.
That's fucking weird,
I mean,
right?
Weird, I mean, yeah. Calling a bitch out, you know? I mean... I feel like they made that shit for me. Just kidding. Yeah, nice. Anyway, but God, that's so invasive.
That's really weird.
And the funny thing is,
like, who's
too,
saying yes?
Like, who's up here sticking fucking
you're like, yeah,
cucumbers
my
up their vagina, like, on the daily? Like,
this chick from high school put a Oscar Mayer wiener that was frozen up her
coochie. I literally
everyone
heard
has that story 80s. Always. Everyone has that story always.
It's yeah, funny. People. Stick some crazy ass shit up their vaginas, but like to put it in a medical questionnaire,
yeah that seems a little definitely not normal.
I called my mom like right after I called Steph about it because I told her, hey, call me when you get a chance. She called me a few minutes later and I wanted to like I wanted to tell someone about this.
Yeah,
like, is
sure.
this normal? I think after the first two questions she was like, what?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, and then my mom was just like, don't answer anything. Literally,
I must
don't
have
answer.
Like, my doctor seriously must not be good at all because I don't get any questionnaires like that
what
at all.
What city is this doctor in?
Troy.
What's the street address? I'm just asking.
It's at Noir Leather.
Right?
No, it's,
that's what it sounds
it's
like.
It's for the hospital that I work with.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same network.
Damn. That was really interesting, but all right, you guys, I think we're going to wrap it up for the night. We're going to go try check out the shit show.
That's great advice. Wrap it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to go check out the...
Don't be silly. Cover your willy.
Have you ever wrapped up your vagina?
I wore a female condom before. It is the stupidest thing in the fucking world.
Yeah, it's dumb as shit.
It's just like, it's like banging it out with a fucking Meyer bag, you know?
Yeah, that's
in
what
your
it would
vagina.
Seem like it would be to me.
I have no idea. Again, I've been married 15 years.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, there's the word of advice. Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Wrap your willy. Anyway, I have been, like, thank you to Cherie and Nani for coming tonight.
Of course.
Cherie Ledbetter, you could see her all around town. I had open mic. She's going to be on my Friday night Jokey Jokes with Knuckleheads Comedy this Friday, the 22nd. Please come out if you're in Clinton Township or if you're beyond Clinton Township because, bitch, you can drive 20 minutes to get there. Like, I don't know.
It's very centrally
anyway,
located.
Yeah. And you can see Nani at her new job where she's going to be kicking ass and taking names and probably the next really hot dad that she has to tell that she's leaving
right
is the one that's helping her leave because that's her new dad, sugar daddy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, oop, new job, new
He's
dad.
Like, hey, you can just come live with me and take care of my kid and you'll be like, fuck yeah, I'm
it's
there.
No longer Nani, it's Nanny.
It's Nanny.
I don't have only fans, I have only families now.
Only families. That was great.
Girls
was great.
Gonna get on stage.
I'm so happy that you guys came out. And congratulations on your first podcast. It was Woo-hoo. a good night.
Thank you for letting us
and
be
here. We're gonna go check out the Independent Shit Show now. And Emily,
and
you got anything
to add? Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, the MILF and the Millennial. We also have the Facebook page that has actually gotten a lot of likes. So thank you for interacting if you guys have. But yeah, that's all I have.
Yep, for sure. And also every Sunday, Friday. Why did I say Friday? Sunday, not Friday anymore. New Dodge Lounge, Hamtramck, fuckery, Sunday fuckery. We do it from 7 to 10 p.m. And sign up is at 6:30. I have been known to flash people at this, so please come out and see my pancake titties.
Very nice titties, by
the way. In a bra. They're decent. I will say in a bra, they are very decent. But
gorgeous.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming out, and this has been really fun. How do we end this? I forgot.
That's about it.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Bye.